Muy buenas tardes.
Afternoon.
Afternoon. Doy la bienvenida.
I would like to welcome delegations to this resumed meeting of the General Council, meeting that we suspended yesterday, as you will recall. Under the procedures for the appointment of Directors General agreed in 2002, a procedure to be found in document WT/L/509, the process for the appointment of the next Director General began on the 1st of December 2008 with a notification from the then General Council Chair to the membership to the effect that members had until the 31st of December to nominate candidates. In keeping with the procedures, members were informed in a communication from the Council Chair dated 4 November 2008 of the candidature of Mr. Lamy, the current Director General, who had notified the Chair before start of the process of his intention to seek reappointment for a further term. As you are aware, by close of the nomination period of 31st of December, we had not received any further candidatures. Under the procedures, candidates are normally to be provided 3 months following the end of the nomination period to make themselves known to members and to engage in discussions on the issues relative to the organization. But it is clear that the different stages designed in the document I've just mentioned were construed for a situation where members had before them an initial list of more than one candidate. In the consultations undertaken by my predecessor, it became clear that while members wished to respect agreed procedures, did acknowledge the unique nature of the situation where there was only one candidate who was the incumbent Director General, and furthermore this candidate was unopposed. In his statement on this matter at the February meeting of the General Council, it became clear that there was no opposition to Mr. Lamy's reappointment, and that indeed there was in fact wide support for him. Members had told him they looked forward to an opportunity in accordance with paragraphs 8 and 14 of the procedures, and it became clear that there was a need for a question and answer session and that it was important to have the opportunity of having a debate with the candidate. It was also noted that such an exchange of views in itself would have no legal effect. In the light of this, meeting was convened. And yesterday we had the opportunity of hearing your presentation on what your vision was for the WTO, which was then followed by a very interesting session of questions and answers. In the contacts I have had with delegations since the February meeting and the consultations I had this morning, I believe that there is general support, widespread support for Mr. Lamy's reappointment. Accordingly, I would like to recommend formally today that the General Council agree to reappoint Mr. Lamy as the Director General of the WTO for a term of 4 years as from the 1st of September 2009. Having said that, I suggest that the General Council decide on the appointment of Mr. Lamy as the next General Director General of the WTO.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much.